Hey guys, welcome to 50 First Ghosts, where we explore the shenanigans that has been my dating life since moving to LA. As per the other episodes I mentioned, mom, dad, stop listening, turn off, just stop. If for whatever reason this triggers any memories you've had and what you've gone through with your dating experience or what it's like to like a friend and that complicated bullshit, feel free to email me at ffgpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear your guys' stories, and then I'll just read them back to you because that's what people seem to like. Now, before I jump into this podcast, I feel like a little obligated to explain a little bit of what's been going on. So I have greatly missed my deadline. I was supposed to post everything February 14th, but then I went out of town for my birthday, and then I had to leave my living situation really quick, so it's been kind of a mess. And I'm actually re-recording this episode because the sound was, I guess, overexposed, as, you know, the professionals call it. I figured I already missed my deadline. I should give you guys the best quality. And it's after St. Patrick's Day that I'm recording this, and it's frustrating because everything else has been recorded. I just have not had time between moving, a new job, and there's been construction going on here. So I'm finally sitting my ass down and doing this. I kind of also made the mistake of recording all the episodes at once and then editing them. So I learned a lot from editing, so I'd like to say it just gets better from here, but unfortunately, it doesn't. And one, you know, last thing is I like really messed up my hand like pretty badly at work. Like I've missed work all weekend, which I ended up going out for St. Patty's and stuff, which is fun. But I might have taken a prescription painkiller like 10 minutes ago. So I forgot I was going to do this because I just am in pain. So we'll see what happens as this podcast goes on. But anyways, thank you for joining me. And here we are. Alexa. So I don't know if it's maybe because I have never really had lesbian friends before, but this is the first time I've actually understood the pain and confusion around falling for a friend. Like I said, I moved up to Orange County back in June from Orange. Do not move to, anyone who moves to Orange County is really fucking confusing. Like, I do not understand why anybody under the age of 62 would ever move to Orange County. But, so I moved up to LA, you know, back in, not June, like March or whatever. Yeah, actually, I'm a little past my 1 year. It was March 15th. And so I literally went from zero to 60 lesbians. It's ridiculous. And it's really great. But also there's complications because I've never had a friend I could fall for with enough of, oh, we actually could date, for me to stay fallen for a friend, if that makes sense. You know, you can have your crushes and stuff, but at some point, if you know you, there's no chance in hell. Like, if a girl's straight, we're never going to get together, and that's okay. So you move past it, which is hard, but you do it. So anyway, I met Alexa at a Her party. Her is this queer female dating app, which, funnily enough, I met my ex on that app. And they have parties. I was actually just at the St. Patrick's Day party because I fucked up my hand, so I got to go. And so this was like a summer party, and she didn't strike me in any way in particular. She was really nice. She just came up to me. She wanted to have more West Side lesbians to hang out with, which I moved, so do I live there now? Do I still? Did I leave? Where do I live now? Stalkers slash my ex, you will never find out. I think a week or something goes by, and I go with my friend Farah to, like, happy hour on the West Side, and so I decide to hit her up. You know, this person put themselves out there, why not? And she was out of town, but she was super like, aw, that's so sweet. Like, are you doing anything this weekend? And I was like, what? She's into me. Now I'm interested in this woman who has shown a slight interest in me, which is a personality flaw I am working on. And this was, like, a three-day weekend. So it was, I felt like it was okay. She's like asking me to go out. I was like, all right. We plan to go on a date. We're going to get brunch on the West Side, as one does on a three-day weekend. I personally have no perception of three-day weekends because I work weekends. So it's like, what the fuck is a weekend to begin with? Alexa is actually kind of the first girl I'm like really into after my breakup. It was just like awesome. Like, everyone wants to meet cute. It's like no one wants to meet on dating apps anymore, right? So I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This strangely tall girl, like, she's very tall. I have a little, like, I worked on that. I'm almost secure enough with my masculinity today, a tall girl, but that's for later. So we plan brunch, and we're going to go before her volleyball game. And so it's all planned out, and, like, I'm pulling out of, you know, where I parked, as one does in LA. And literally the second I'm pulling away from the curb, she texts me saying that her friends are coming. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what? Are we not going on a date? And we're actually going to a different cafe, and she promised that we would go to that cafe and it would be just the two of us. Like, she was going to make up for this, which, by the way, has never happened. I'm just saying. Now, my style has become very skatery. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see that that's not reflected, like, at all on my Instagram, because obviously Instagram only tells the truth and it's very indicative of reality. But I just have a very skater style now. And I wore, like, nice board short trunks. Like, very fashionable, like, GQ ones, obviously, because, you know. Oh, Kamara from Queer Eye complimented my jacket when I went to Love, Simon premiere, like, last week. So, I'm the best dressed person you've ever listened to on a podcast. And I couldn't even say that sentence well. So, it's either the narco? Shit. Or, yeah, we'll just go with the narco. That's the drugs. So I'm wearing a short sleeve button up shirt. So it's still very beachy. It's just kind of preppy. It's like a, you know, light blue shirt with little sharkies on it. But I like just start panicking. I start just freaking out about my shirt because I am clearly dressed to go on a date. And apparently this is not a date. And like, I don't know if it ever was a date because why would you invite your friends on to a date? But I just start freaking out. And of course, I'm sure nobody absolutely noticed at all. And I did have a legalized love tank top in my bag to go riding at the beach later, but I also was doing this thing where I wasn't shaving under my arms. I didn't want to be that lesbian showing up with who knows who with like a legalized love tank top and like being all furry and just be like, yucky, like, fuck, wow, this narco. Fuck yeah, I'm gay. So I'm just like panicking, literally panicking. I actually tried to invite a friend of mine to come while I was going. I'm not saying if I was texting or not, but I was just like, you need to come, bring your brother. I don't care if you're out. It's Farrah, actually. And I was like, you need to come save me because I'm not equipped to handle not going on this not date. Like, it was so stressful. I'm like reliving it right now. I was so frazzled. So I get to the place and it's like the fucking Hunger Games. It's so crowded and it's overwhelming. Like, you take a number. It's like you're being put in line like you're cattle. And I guess because it's a 3-day weekend on the west side and it's brunch. So everyone and their mother is going. While there, her friend is talking to her about Lesathon or Lesathlethon. I don't really know how to say it. It's like Les, athlete, and marathon. So lesbian, athlete, and marathon all put together to Lesathon or something like that. It's like this lesbian sports camp. It's like the gayest possible thing you'd do. The only way you could get gayer is if you added cats. Her friend asked if she hooked up with anyone there. And she said no because she just got out of a relationship and she was kind of looking at me. I guess she didn't really know me and how I would judge her. But I was also like, you're just going to have a relationship? What the fuck? And so I was like, oh, so this was never a date? Ever? Is that what this was? And it's funny because I found out like 6 months later or something, she actually did make out with someone on that weekend. But that's neither here nor there. It's just interesting. I mean, the date from the beginning or whatever the fuck I was on just was like a whole thing. It was just a thing. Like, so we decided that we were going to get Belgian waffles because everything, like literally all the bread was sourdough based. And I fucking hate sourdough. Like, I hate it. So I was like, great. I have like three options and like none of them sound good. So I went with waffles because who doesn't like waffles? And I get up there. They're out of waffles because, you know, we were waiting for like an hour. It was crazy. And so there's just pizza there. I was like, you know what? Get pizza. I'll get a $20 slice of pizza because we're on the west side and that's how much pizza apparently costs when you go to the other side of the 405. And I'll just be fine. I don't need anything else. So they put on like a real plate, like a porcelain plate. And literally as I walk away and turn around, the pizza goes flying off my plate and falls right in like the center of these three friends standing around. I don't even know what the people look like. I just got tunnel vision. And I saw there's like two female feet and a dude's feet in sandals. I'm just staring at the fucking slice of pizza because I'm either that person who picks up the fucking slice of pizza, puts it back on their plate, or I'm the person who walked away from dropping their pizza on the ground. And of course, I knew she was looking. And the guy was like, oh, it's like 10-second rule. And the girl's like, eh. And I was like, I'm just going to fucking pick it up. I'm just going to pick it up and deal with it. And I picked it up and I turned around. Of course, she saw the whole thing. She's laughing. So hopefully I'm coming off cute and adorable like I always am. But I was just like, I'm wearing this fucking shirt. My pizza just went flying off my plate. And so I walked by her and the guy helping her out was like, oh, I can give you another slice. And I was like, great. He's like, do you want to heat it up? And I was like, no. No, just give me the goddamn pizza so I can walk away from this disaster. And even her friend, she was like literally waiting for like 45 or 50 minutes for her bialy, which is LA for egg on a bagel. So it was just like kind of a shit show of a day because it was a 3-day weekend. So she ended up actually missing her volleyball game because it took forever. And we were there for a while, but she ended up actually having to leave to go take care of work stuff. But, you know, it's like everyone ate. It was like a good amount of time we were there. And her friends were also really nice. I actually really liked them. So that was all cool. I mean, they're all wearing tank tops like normal people who go out, you know, for brunch on the west side. And I'm in my fucking bun. My hair is back in a bun. I was so self-conscious about my clothes, which I'm usually not. But, you know, obviously it's a date that friends got invited to. So anyway, I'm not going to justify it. I felt insecure and that's a valid feeling to feel. She had to go and take care of her work thing, but she suggested like I should check out the beach that where she's going to play volleyball because I was going to write there. And I was like, okay, sure, why not? And so I go there and it's just kind of like a thing. I just had to keep skateboarding around because there was like loud kids. And I went to another table and I was like, you know, those picnic tables. I was, you know, on the far end of the bench. So I was taking such a small amount of table because I didn't want to take up the whole table. I didn't need it. And this guy sits down the far end. It's kind of like a tangent. And he is kind of like humming to his music. I'm like, okay, whatever. And he just kind of slowly starts singing and singing louder and louder. And you know those people who like think they're good at singing? Like they're not bad. They're actually like okay singers, but they think they're like really good singers. That was him. He's all trying to riff and sing whatever Beyonce song he was probably listening to. And I was like, oh God, stop. Like literally this poor Armenian family that was setting up like a birthday thing kept like looking by, trying to turn up their Armenian music. And it was just like, I was like, fuck this. So I kept skating and writing and skating and writing. I texted her I was almost done and see where she was at. And she said that she would, you know, come over. Yeah, she was basically done with her work stuff. But some time passed and she never came. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. And then she was like, well, before you go, we can grab tea. And so she asked if I wanted to meet up. And I was like, sure. Like, why not? Like, she's making an effort. And it wasn't her fault. She had to leave. And when we're at the tea, she invites me tea. And she apologized a lot. She really, like, explained how she hasn't been in town a lot. And it's kind of hard. You know, she felt like she was in an awkward spot. Everyone's like, oh, my God, like, let's go out. You're going out. We'll come. And maybe with the post-relationship thing, she didn't want to call it a date. But it was also kind of confusing because I felt like it was sort of this weird vibe of like, you're really trying hard to let me know you didn't want other people to come and you wanted us to spend that time alone together. So we end up walking to the beach to where her friends are playing volleyball and they're done playing volleyball because she was like 3 hours late. And it was interesting because she kind of avoided mentioning going to the lesbian thing. The athlete, the lesathon thing, which I thought was interesting because all her friends at this time were straight guys before they were all straight girls because she's pan, actually. So she has a lot of straight people in her life, which is cool. I'm not saying that gays don't, but kind of. That's the thing. It's interesting. That's a whole other topic I'm not going to get into. But she actually tries to get me to keep hanging out with them. They're going back to one of the guys' places to, you know, go in the pool and then they're going to a clam out, a clam bake or a thing on the beach that people from whatever the fuck New England do with seafood in sand. But I didn't have a bathing suit. And I'm like, I didn't want to be that person. And, you know, maybe they're like lesbians that could have gone topless. But obviously with straight guys, that's not going to work. Mind you, though, she would have had us spend the entire day together on this holiday. I would have met all her friends. And I would have spent the whole day with her. So I'm thinking, oh, this girl must be into me because I don't know anything about her past relationship and her ex. Like, what does that mean? Ex, 2 days, 2 years? I don't know. Later that week, I'm at the club and I run to her with her ex. And they're there as friends. They're like, oh, we're just here, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Like, I know I'm new to lesbian worlds and that people are friends with their exes, but they just broke up and you're at the club together? I'm like, okay. And I asked my friends. Even my friends were like, that's weird. Like, what the fuck? They were sharing an Uber home because apparently they only live a few blocks from each other, and I felt she was trying to like say like they weren't gonna have sex. It was just because they lived close to each other, and I was like, okay, right, sure. So some time goes by, and I'm just like, not that much time. I think it's like the next week. I don't know why. Some time has passed. I do like a montage of the seasons. But anyway, so I'm like really not into the club scene. So I decided to try to, let's do something fun that's not the club. And I decided to organize a beach picnic. And I invited her and some other friends. And turns out that some of my other friends knew her. And it's all a small world and blah, blah, blah. I actually asked my friend Farah to watch. Because I was like, is she into me? Because like everyone I talked to about that date that didn't happen was like, sounds like she's into you. Like she was really trying to hang out with you. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah. But then her ex, but I don't know, like, women and dating, it's all, you know, confusing and crazy. So I asked my friend to watch, and she's super flirty, like so flirty with me. But apparently she's also sad because her ex was leaving that day. And it turns out her ex was going away for, you know, work or whatever. And they couldn't do long distance. So they didn't break up because they stopped loving each other, but because they felt like they couldn't do long distance. So I was like, interesting. And so I get back in the car, like, you know, after all this has happened, and my friend is like, dude, she was like really flirty with you, like she's into you. And it was interesting because part of her flirting too, which is a pattern that comes up later, is she was like, oh, you shouldn't go out with like that girl, you don't really seem into her if you canceled on her, which is Tiffany. And I was just like, okay, so she seems into me, right? So the next week, we planned a game night. Again, avoiding the club. And I get there, and she's already there with some people. And like, you know, I go to pour my drink. So we're both like in the kitchen, and we're facing the same direction. Like we're facing the sink, and we're both pouring a drink. And I'm like, oh, so how was your trip? And where she was visiting was near where her ex lives now. And so I'm like, so how was your trip? She's looking down at her drink. And she tilts her head slightly and looks at me with this like haunted expression in her face. And she was like, so we got back together. And I was like, oh my God, why are you making this so awkward? It was like, it was literally as if she was telling me that her grandma died. It was the most uncomfortable thing I have probably ever been through in my life. As I get it, she probably just wanted to be like, hey, I'm sorry I was flirting with you, but I got back together with my ex. But I was just like, oh my God, you could have just been like, oh yeah, so we got back together. Not, yeah, so we got back together. And I was like, oh my God, like, ugh. By the way, she does not sound like a Valley girl. I don't know why I gave her that voice. The rest of the night too was sort of awkward because it was a game night. So we're all in the same room around the same table. And we're literally as far away from each other as possible, like as possible. And I was like, okay, it's just awkward. It really was a big deal. It was just unfortunate because I was like, oh, finally, like a cute girl and we're gonna date, and we met like normal fucking human beings for once. Like, you know, I thought it would be something because she seemed interested, but you know what, whatever, they got back together. I'm not the type of person to pursue someone in a relationship, so boom. Time passes and my little crush is dissipating because she was traveling for a while. Like, I don't know if it, I wrote down 3 months, but that seems like a lot. But I guess that makes sense because like she was back and forth, but I just didn't see her because that happened over the summer. But then I don't see her again until the weekend around Halloween. She gets back and we're having a pumpkin carving thing, which was a couple weeks before Halloween because literally none of our pumpkins fucking lasted, especially in that crazy ass heat wave. I find out later at the club that they had broke up. And like a fucking magnet switch, it's just like, crush off, crush on now. This is unfortunately a very recurring theme with this girl that it's, and my friend was the one who came up with like, you're like a switch, like a magnet switch, where I'm like, you're not interested, boom, no more crush. You're interested now, crush. Doom. Oh, you're back with your ex? Okay, fine, not interested. Doom. Oh, wait, you're single again? Interested. Doom. Again, a flaw I need to look into about myself. And I was like, oh, shit, like, this happened. But again, I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not going to do anything. They just broke up, and I learned it was a long relationship, and it, obviously it wasn't a great breakup. So I'm like, you know what? Friends. Cool. Like, we good. And then she does things like we went from Pumpkin Carving to the club to a different bar, and there's like a black line. She's like, oh, I love black lights. And our one drunk friend was like lifting up her shirt so we could see her Calvins, and it was like glowing. And then like she kind of like pulls out her thong and it's like, yeah, it's glowing. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? What does it mean? Is it nothing? Pourquoi? I don't understand. And that's only the beginning of the weird ass fucking behavior I'm being put through or subjected through to. I feel like she is simultaneously trying to avoid me, but then like hangs out on me. But would hang out with me like one-on-one. Or like she would invite me to hang out with like random people I've never met, like her straight friends, which again, totally fine. But then wouldn't hang, like hit me up to hang out with like mutual lesbian friends we had. So I was just like, what is going on? You won't go out with me to the club or with our friends, but you'll just hit me up to see if I want to come over and chill. And I was like, that's fine. I want friends. I want to get to know people. We used to live really close to each other too. But I'm like, but you're also like avoiding me. And she like super majorly flaked on me. And something I cannot deal with is people who flake, like people who can't text back well. Two things she does. And so Halloween is like my favorite. It's my favorite. And I was filming a show, which unfortunately is not out yet. It's an amazing show. I can't wait for it to be out. But I was going to have this crazy, crazy week of filming right into Halloween and then work a festival as a bar manager. Not a tender, which I kind of wish I bartended instead because it was escape. It was a fucking shit show. My God. I dealt with everything. All the illegal shit happened at all my bars. So she majorly flaked on me. I had literally one day off. Saturday was my one day off to hang out with people or do anything. And it kind of ended up working out because I was exhausted. I was prepping for filming and I guess I needed the time to recuperate anyway. So leading up to that couple days, I have this out a little out of order on my notes, so forgive me if I'm a little like jumping around because I didn't expect I was gonna have a podcast about dating, so I didn't meticulously like take notes about all these crazy bitches. Kidding, love you, we're still friends, hi if you know who you are or if you even fucking listen to this podcast. And so we ended up like hanging out and chilling. We ended up watching Harry Potter, which is amazing, and she was like cuddling my leg. So like, okay, so the way we were sitting is like we're on bookending the couch basically with our legs going into each other. We're both tall. She's taller, unfortunately. And she was exhausted. She got back from like traveling and stuff, and she ended up like cuddling my leg. And she also would hold on to like my pant leg with just between like her thumb and index finger, which to me honestly seems more intimate than full-on cuddling. And it was hilarious because she's really tall, but she's like a pole. Like she's so skinny. And she's like literally, she turns in towards the couch and it's like, and is smushing herself into the pillows, but then it's pulling my leg to have it up against her. And I'm just like, huh, this is interesting. I won't read into it. It's fine. I guess I'm reading into it a lot because that's a complete lie. I'm like, I'm not going to read into it, please. I'm going to completely overanalyze the fuck out of that. And so it was that night that she was like, we should definitely hang out, blah, blah, blah. And then I told her about how the only day I was free Saturday. And we said multiple times we were going to hang out. And it was going to be good. And then Saturday, I texted her about it. I was like, the day is all you. You pick what you want to do. I was too tired to try to plan anything, which I guess could seem kind of flirty, where it's like, whatever you want to do, girl, I'll do. You pick it. You be the boss, and I'll make your dreams come true. You know, but I was just, I didn't know what, like, I was too tired. I figured she's the planner. Like, she takes control, which I kind of like, I'm not going to lie. So I was like, you pick. And she just didn't text me all day. Like, it was nighttime. And I actually would have gone with a different friend to the haunted hayride, but I didn't because I was waiting for her to hit me up. And she gets back to me really late saying some friends came into town unexpectedly and asked if I wanted to go to the beach with them on Sunday. And I'm like, I can't. I am busy all fucking day. Like, for the next, like, 9 days, I am not free, which you knew. And you also did not get back to my... It was just kind of a thing where I was like, if I didn't have a little crush on you, I would be like, fuck you. So, it's just, like, weird. It's, like, this hot and cold thing going on. And then on Halloween itself was bizarre. So, Halloween. So, I met up with some friends in West Hollywood, like, one of my friends who lives there. We, like, were going to the West Hollywood festival. It's actually not gay, for those of you who don't live in California or around here. It's just like a really cool big festival they had, but we also didn't realize it was ending so early. We don't know if it's because it's a weekday or with all the shootings that have been going on, they just figured it was better to end it early. So we kind of like missed a lot of it. And so we're like, we're still walking around. There's still amazing costumes. And like, it was still just so fun people watching. And it was a really cool group of people. And I was going to meet up with Alexa and the other lesbians, basically, at this like warehouse rave party thing. And so I was talking to her, calling, texting, seeing where they were. And they were literally like two blocks away from us. Like two, if that. And we were just walking in the other direction. And she was like, oh, no, that's fine. I was like, we can come over. And she's like, oh, no, that's fine. You just have a good night. After she was trying to hit me up for me to be with her and her friends. And then, oh, no, it's fine. Just, you guys do you, we'll see you later. Like, we'll hang out soon or something like that. And she hung up on me. And I was like, okay, she's probably drinking. But, like, what the fuck? Especially because they ended up hanging out at a friend's place, not going to the warehouse party, which I'm so glad I didn't go because we only were going to go to meet up with people. None of us in our group wanted to go. But they were like at another apartment like two blocks away. It's like if you had just told us, like we could have come over and hung out and merged like this huge group of lesbians slash a couple bisexuals and pansexuals. I don't know. It was a group. It's a group of people. I shouldn't just call everyone a lesbian. It's erasure. I felt like it supported the theory I was developing that she did not want to be around me when she was drinking. Because I was telling a friend who didn't make it to Halloween, I was out with her and her brother, and I told her about it, and she straight up asked, she was like, was she avoiding you? Does she not want to hang out with you? And I was like, honestly, maybe. That's the vibe I've been getting, and it's weird and confusing, and I don't know what to make about it. Of it. English. Excellent. Sorry about that. My heater came on for a second, so I shut it off, so hopefully that didn't annoy you guys too much. So, again, there's just random shit going on that I don't get. Like, you know, we're out all at the club. Like, what you do? And I was walking by, and she grabs me and just starts, like, grinding up on me. And then my friend was like, And I was like, I don't know. She doesn't want to hang out with me, but she'll, like, grind up on me. I don't know. We go to Universal, and it's because her mom's in town. So we go with her mom and I'm with my friend Aisha. And it's funny because I like messaged Aisha about Universal because I knew she had a pass and Alexa had messaged me. And then like Aisha called me not seeing my DM on IG. Fuck my life. Basic. Hashtag it. And she mainly was like, didn't want to be like, oh bro, I don't want you to think I'm like stepping up on your girl. I was like, okay, first of all, she's not my fucking girl. And third of all, I wouldn't be like irritated at all, and I don't know what the second of all is because all this is so stupid and confusing and weird. And so we ended up going, and it just sucks that it was like a short day. We didn't realize it, but it's actually really cool. I love meeting people's families. Like, I think I say this in my podcast, the episode about my ex, but meeting people's parents is so eye-opening. It's like it all makes sense. Like, once you meet them, they're like, this is where you come from. And now it makes sense. Like, highly recommend it. Especially me and your friend's parents. Love it. Mom was really cool, actually. I really liked talking to her. It was cool that she could, like, hang with us, you know? It was, like, awesome. You know, it was like being an adult. And it's really funny. We got, like, dinner after it. And Aisha just starts telling Alexa's mom about this really slutty girl I hooked up with, basically. She's number 8. Jessa, the girl who inspired the entire podcast. And it's funny because Aisha on Halloween was the one really pushing me to go out with Jessa. Aisha is telling Alexa's mom about this girl and how I went out with her, and literally she says, Jessa's like have fun with material, not girlfriend material. And I'm like, oh my god, like really, you're telling my friend's mom I went out with this like slutty girl? Like, are you kidding me? Like, great. Now Alexa's mom thinks I just like to fuck slutty girls. Like, oh my gosh. It was really funny. Kind of embarrassing. But it was fine. It was cool. Like, Aisha's never had adults that she could talk to about this kind of stuff because of her conservative background. So I was like, okay, sure, let's talk about my love life. Yeah, when you also know I'm into this girl, kind of, and I'm with her mom. So that's great. Let's just talk about all the chicks I fucked right in front of her. So that was funny. But also, you know, we talked about the bad texting because at this point, I don't know if I've, like, decided Jessa has ghosted on me. And I would say that's a spoiler, but, like, it's the name of the fucking podcast. So I don't know if she's ghosted on me at that point. And even, like, she says she's a bad texter, but even Alexa was like, oh, I'm a bad texter too, but if I like someone, I'll get back to them. I'm like, well, you're really fucking bad at texting me, so you're not into me. Great. And again, it's another time came up too when she flaked on me, and this weird thing with the beach and like meeting up for lunch. So we're like, yeah, let's get lunch the next day. So I text her the next day and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm making lunch right now, but I can make it later. I'm like, we're supposed to fucking get lunch together. Are you kidding me? Again, it's patterns and saying things that I'm like, you're not into me, which is okay and cool. We can be friends because we're adults. And I also think I'm being like super low-key about showing my interest. So that was October. I believe Universal happens. No. So Universal happened in November. So to give you a breakdown of everything, we meet over the summer. A lot of that happens over the summer. She comes back October. Pumpkin carving, I found out she's single, she's being really weird with me. I meet her mom like November, because now we're in Thanksgiving. It's the night before Thanksgiving, and all through the house, it was crawling with lesbians. Mouse. I worked real hard on that one. We go to a friend's drinking game concert. It's basically, she's literally performing, it's that power hour. And she, like, you know, plays songs for, like, 30 seconds, and you take a shot of beer or whatever. It was really cool. I mean, she had to play a bunch of songs and stuff, and it was fun. And then Alexa shows up, and she's looking fan-fucking-tastic. I'm like, oh, my God, like, why? And I try, like, to not notice her kind of thing. I'm like, oh, hey, you, whatever, because she came late. And she's also in heels. She's already, like, 5'10". I literally, like, was spending all this time trying, like, I literally read articles about the benefits of dating a tall girl. It's like they're patient because it takes them so long to find pants that fit. They're kind because they'll get the top shelf, you know, shit for little old ladies. Like, I read so much about why I shouldn't feel insecure about a tall girl. And then she comes in these fucking, like, 5-inch heels. I was like, I can't. She looks hot, but I can't. And so we were there for a friend's show because I guess back east, it's one of the biggest drinking days. I guess that's what they do. So that's why we did it. Because literally, I think almost everyone, I'm like the only person in my friend group from California. And like the people I'm with are all like from New England. So I guess that's why we were doing it, because I thought it was strange. And so we go back to Alexa's place and we're getting ready. And I, at the time, was working on Boys Don't Cry in my acting class. For those of you who don't know, it's about Brandon Tina. He was really one of the first people to put trans rights on the map, and he was a victim of a hate crime. And a big part of the character is wearing a sock and his pants because it's, you know, trying to pass, and this is like the early 90s. And the reason why I said that is because it's a whole interesting thing that I'm not going to get into on trans visibility, sort of making it harder for trans people to pass now, which I don't think that's a goal of a lot of trans individuals anymore, which is awesome because people shouldn't have to pass for anything. They should just be themselves and own it. But I also totally understand the other side of everything and every coin possible. I wasn't connecting to my sock. I put it in my pants and I was like, this makes me feel very aware of the fact that I don't have a penis. And so I was like, I need to go out in the world with a sock in my pants. I did not feel comfortable doing that in life, basically, as in going out into the world with a sock in my pants and trying to look basically like trying to pass for a guy. I just feel in this political climate and everything that was going on, that wouldn't be safe necessarily for me. And so we were going to a gay club bar out in the West Side, and so I was like, I'm going to feel more comfortable there. And I wanted to make an announcement. I just wanted everyone to know why I was stuffing a sock in my pants. And so I was like, said something about how, like, oh, it's like a strap-on. I'm like, yeah, maybe I should get a strap-on and be just ready to go. And apparently, no one heard this but Farrah. I wish I heard it. But apparently, Alexa says something to the extent of that she would like me to use a strap-on on her. Because I remember she got really, quiet and super embarrassed and kind of shy. And literally no one else heard this but Farrah. And I was like, why didn't I hear this? And the reason Farrah told me, so when we were at the bar, is I had to take my sock out of my pants. And her and Edna were, Edna, sexy name. Her and Edna were talking about the whole situation. Apparently, Edna had heard through other people that Alexa did have a thing for me. Again, I don't know if it was that big of a thing, like, because it's an interesting concept I've been running into lately. It's the idea that you can like someone, but not like somebody enough to go out with them enough to explore it. And also, she was in a post-breakup state, Which is also one of the reasons why I kept putting up with this shit, because I wouldn't have liked me if I met me right after my breakup. So you're a crazy emotional mess, and I get it, and that's totally, like, it is what it is, you know? My friends were basically like, go flirt with her. Go for it. Do it. Like, go. She's interested. She wants you to use a strap-on on her. Go. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think she's interested. But I was like, maybe. I don't know. It's weird. Letting people get into your head sucks, and it makes things, like, annoying as shit. So everyone goes back to her place, and it's like a sleepover, basically, because it's Thanksgiving the next day. I wasn't originally planning on spending the night. I wasn't even drinking because I drove, and I wasn't, like, I think I probably had a cold, but I wasn't really drinking or anything. But I decided it was late. Parking would be a bitch around where I used to live to, you know, find that late at night. And she's pretty close to where I live, so I figured I could leave, come back in the morning, hang out a little bit before I had work. And so she moves over, so there's a space between her and another friend. I'm like, this is where I'm going to go. And the whole night was so awkward because I forgot I cannot sleep at other people's houses. Like, I legit do not spend the night at girls' places for, like, the first month because I just can't. Like, I can't even. And we kept, like, touching each other, rolling over, being up against each other, not touching each other, rolling. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, is she awake? What's she doing? And it's like, it's amazing how tall she is because she just curled herself into this little ball. I was like, huh, I could be the big spoon. Like, you're like smushing yourself down to like 3.5 feet. It was really impressive, actually. But I was just like, what do I do? This is really weird. I mean, it's like, what do I do? And I even thought about, like, maybe I should just cuddle her. I should just do it. But I was like, no, consent is sexy. I can't just cuddle a girl while she's asleep. She's not agreeing to it. But again, this whole thing, it's like, why is this awkward? I don't know. We were not talking about it. Even Edna, who is very good at reading people, she was even saying, and this was later, I think, this was after Thanksgiving. So we're at the bar, and I didn't need to say that, but that's where we were. I really am not an alcoholic, I swear. Like, I barely drink. And I forgot, this is only the third episode, so you don't actually realize how often I'm, like, out at the club. So at the bar, I was telling Edna about how I feel like she's been really hot and cold with me. And even Edna's like, yeah, I see that. And I'm like, oh my, that's so great that it's not in my head, you know? Because it's this really weird thing of, like, you don't want to assume someone's into you. It makes you feel pretentious, but at the same time, it's like, are you? And at the same time, it almost doesn't matter because she just went through a breakup. And also, I'm trying not to say the same phrases over and over, but it's like, but like also is literally how to describe this whole episode. But like also, because like also, I wasn't even sure why I was actually into her. Yes, she's like a basic white girl who looks brown, like totally my type. Like, I love mixed girls, so that's the thing. And she's like super basic. And I need someone basic after my ex, but she's like smart and well-dressed. Like, there's a lot of reasons why to like her. But I barely knew her. Like, I honestly didn't know her that well. And, you know, she showed me female attention, and I was like, I like it. I like if a girl is showing interest in me. Of course I'm going to reciprocate. But, again, I have this weird thing where I'm like, you're into me, so I must like you too, I guess? Like, there's actually, I used to be friends with this lesbian. And literally, when I first met her and I told people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I met another lesbian. I have a lesbian friend. They found out she was feminine, which is my type. They're all like, oh, my God, like, totally go for it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't realize I was into this person. I guess I do have a crush. Everyone else is telling me I'm interested, so I must be. I wasn't. So, c'est la vie, right? No, that is not life, and I need to work on that. Now, another thing that's going through my mind during this whole thing is, like, she's not into me, I can see it. But maybe there's a chance. So, we ended up going to this thing and blah, blah, blah. And so she drove me home. And we had this conversation that made me feel very confused. Very, very confused. So she's pan. And what's interesting is Ashley, you know, is also pan. But in real life, they actually also both have the same name. But something Alexa was telling me kind of maybe explained why Ashley was a little bit weird. That was an aggressive door from down the hall. I don't know if you can hear that. But she was explaining something that maybe kind of made sense with Ashley as to why she was very strange with me. So I don't know if it's a pansexual thing. It's very interesting. I might have people come on the show and talk about different sexualities within dating because it's all very interesting, I think. She has to get to know someone as a friend before she could like someone. Like, she has to know them for a really long time. So I know I don't have a chance already just because of that. But that also tells me that if we keep getting to know each other, I will have a chance. So that was super confusing and annoying, right? And when she was talking to me about her pansexuality, I like got it immediately. Like, and I think I explained this in Ashley's episode, but it's been so fucking long, I don't remember. Pansexuality is you're attracted to personality over gender. You still have a type. You're still not just going to sleep with anything or anybody or just go out with a tree just because you think they're, you know, the tree is like hilarious. But it's kind of the way I thought of, oh, I think I used this metaphor, the whole like wine, you could like red wine in a bottle, a decanter, or a glass. I'm not pan, so I might be really simplifying that. But it's like, to me, really, pansexuality is kind of like the next stage in evolution where it's you're beyond the physical and you're interested in the human and the person. And that's actually reflected a lot in, I studied criminology, so this is why I'm going to punishment. We stopped punishing the body a long time ago and we started punishing the mind. That's why we don't, you know, quarter people, we put them in jail. So that's the way I look at pansexuality. And no one understood her before. And she was like, she even said that to me, she's like, no one's gotten me before like that. Like, you're the first person to understand me. Mind you, she's back with her ex at this point. So I understand her over her ex. So it's like, you know, that's such a moment where it's like, oh, no one else understands me, only you. And I'm like, so we're in love, basically. That's what you're saying. Like, you know, those moments in those little movies where some girl, it's always the girl, has some disease where she's trapped in her house because the sunlight burns her skin or something. And the guy's there. Like, it was like one of those moments, which was confusing. Because she's with someone and she's telling me things like, well, once you get to know me, you could have a chance. Because she even said there were some guys in her life that had a chance. And I'm like, so what you're saying is I have a chance? I could in the future have a chance? It was so confusing. And then she asked me about dating. She's like, well, how's been dating like going for you? And I'm like, oh, well, what? That's a bummer. Like, I thought you were like telling me I had a chance and you're asking about girls. And, you know, I told her about Tiffany and Michaela, which are number 5 and 6. That conversation, though, I think kind of gave me this weird, like, string along of hope, which I'm sure was not intentional at all. And I was just like, well, fuck. So now we're into December. So Thanksgiving happened, and we're a couple weeks into December. And she has a holiday party. And I almost didn't go. And here's the thing. If a friend is throwing an event or a party, and I may not know people, I'll still go because they're my friend. I'm introverted, and it's awkward, and it's hard for me. But my friend invited me. I want to support them. And I just felt like with everything going on and everything being so weird, I was like, I kind of don't want to go. But then I feel like that's a statement. And I don't know. It's just weird because I knew I only wasn't going to go because she was being weird and confusing. Something I haven't talked to her about, which would be interesting if she listens to this podcast, is I feel like she was trying to probably protect our friendship. You know, because if you date somebody, you could lose them as a friend 100%. And if she's not in a place to date, it's not the time to try that and risk a friendship. But to be honest, I felt like she was ruining our friendship. And like, we didn't even get the perks of dating. It was so many mixed signals. I felt very mixed up and confused. I did end up going because I convinced another friend to go. And it was very straight because her roommate's straight and she's pan. And it was funny. There's actually a good number of lesbians there. And literally, they're all like, fuck all these straight guys. And straight guys, don't shut this off. We like you. I actually met a really awesome straight dude. He's so fucking cool. Me and my friend G and him basically hung out the entire time being like, who the fuck are all these people? But the thing is if someone is gay, first of all, check in. Don't assume every girl is straight just because they're feminine. They don't look super gay. But if someone seems not straight, or even if they seem straight, maybe ask first. But you know what? Leave people alone. Your dick is not the most important thing in the world. I'm just saying. Like, a lot of these girls were like, God damn it. Stop fucking, like, holding my hand. You know, it's like this one guy shook this girl's hand. Like, would not let go of it. And after he left, she was like, I fucking hate men. And she doesn't, though. But you know what? You guys gotta help yourselves out. You don't want lesbians to hate you. Be respectful. Anyway, I literally left all my shit at her place. Because, am I been high? Oh, it's legal. So now I can be like, you know, a little this, a little that. Might be high now. Who knows? On prescription painkillers that were prescribed to me. I'm just saying. I literally, like, because it's so basically I left all my stuff because I wasn't cold. So I left my jacket that had, like, my scarf and my, like, hat, like, my beanie and my other things in my jacket. And I decided I was going to finally talk to her about stuff because something came up at the holiday party the night before. I am going to redact this section of the story. I'm not going to tell people about it because I feel like this was something that was told to me in confidence. And even though you guys may not know who they are, they do. And there's going to be people who listen to this who do. And so something came up and I decided to talk to her about it. And in doing so, I mentioned having a crush on her. We ended up talking about it and it was really, really awesome and it was really great because it turns out she was avoiding one-on-one time with me and other people as well. I wasn't the only one because she didn't want to lead me on. She was really receptive to the flirty energy. You know, she just got out of a breakup, so of course that felt good, but she didn't want to lead me on and think there was a chance. But at the same time, she was kind of in the same boat I was where she didn't want to assume I was into her because she said it's funny, I wasn't innocent in all this, because apparently I was giving her mixed signals as well, because I would act like I liked her, but then I would talk about other girls, which first of all, she asked me specifically about those other girls, like in the car ride home, and also, like, you're seeing someone, I'm dating around, we're friends, we're going to talk about, so first of all, that's barely a mixed signal compared to what she was giving me. And something she had brought up too, which she was totally right about, is that we hadn't known each other very long. So it wasn't a conversation that we could really have, you know, back in June or October. The reason why, and I actually don't think I ever told her this, the reason why I think it was a little harder on me is she's one of, I think, two people, her being one, the second person I have met in my life that I felt like I've known for a really long time. That's been very rare. I don't think it's happened more than twice. And that's also something I think that could have been confusing me with the crush thing as a way to justify why I liked her so much so quickly, like why I felt so comfortable with her. So I have to distract the cat with a toy because he's rubbing up against stuff. So hopefully it won't be too loud. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. But yeah, so I just felt like this really great connection with her immediately. And that was something that I think was confusing, but, you know, she was right. Because relationships are really interesting. I actually got this from Quantico, that FBI show, and she was talking about the idea of truth. And the main character, her father, was saying there's no such thing as the truth. There's what you believe, what the other person believes, and what the world remembers. And I think that's very true about relationships. There's what you think the relationship is, what the other person thinks the relationship is, and how society perceives the relationship. And that could be friendship, romantic, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. So yeah, I got that she didn't feel comfortable enough telling me, even though I'm like so fucking deep. Like people can just tell me all their shit up front, which they do all the time. I don't know why. I'm like everyone's fucking like pocket therapist. It's fine. You guys can keep doing it. And so I got so distracted with the cat. During this conversation, I did say, like, while I was addressing the thing, I was like, oh, I'm, you know, kind of into you. I know you're not into me. She didn't correct me. And I feel like that's her way of confirming that she wasn't into me, because that would kind of be a dick to be like, yeah, that's right. I am not into you and you need to know that. You know, she just didn't confirm it. That was that. Though, she did bring up again how she wasn't, like, ready to date and needed to know someone really well. And I'm like, yes, I know. I know your strange fucking thing where you want to be friends with someone first. Which, actually, I do think is actually a really cool concept I've never done before. I actually think it maybe my ex and I would have had a better chance, because there was some stuff she felt like she couldn't talk to me about because we were dating and friends just tell each other their shit and baggage right away. It's like you get to see someone's, like, you know, hidden parts a lot quicker as friends, which is also another reason why I kind of got that she was trying to protect our friendship, which she did the opposite of, which I'll get into later. Because friendship is really special. It really is. And people don't respect it enough. They really don't. Now, the only thing she didn't address was the fact that she did kind of have a thing for me and the whole, you know, night before Thanksgiving. But I also got that too, because if you're not into someone enough and you know they like you, don't tell them, you know, it's just going to lead them on. Or she's madly in love with me and is doing everything she can just not to jump my bones because of the breakup. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what it was. Kidding. like the magnet switch, I had confirmation she wasn't into me. And then she was, you know, gonna be gone anyway. She was gone for like the holidays and stuff. And it like took a week and I was over it, basically. And to be honest, I think my experience with my ex helped me move on a lot. Because Alexa was ideal. Like everything on paper I could want if she was alone and isolated. But I just couldn't live a life with her. Like, I don't think I could date her. She was so extroverted. She was always out with friends. And those people had completely different lives than me. Don't get me wrong, they're always so nice. Like, they really were. Her roommate is awesome. But it's kind of like, oh, you, like, have a $100,000 a year job, and I'm a starving actor, and you're all really, really fucking straight. Again, it's okay, but even my straight friends, you know, not that straight. In the sense of, like, frat boy and sorority girl kind of thing. It just really made me, like, okay, yeah, we're not gonna date, but I guess I'm sort of like a dude, too, in the sense of, like, but we could fuck. I'm not gonna say no if it happens. I'm just saying. Also, having lesbian friends is kind of new to me. I think friends can sleep with each other. I think I would be fine. Sex does not beget emotions. Emotions beget sex, if that makes sense. Like I mentioned before, I'm a demisexual, so I need, like, sexual desires and drives are emotion-based, which means you could be really close with someone and be fond of them and not necessarily want to, like, date them like you're in love. But I don't think sex would create feelings. So, not that I'm, like, saying, hey, girl, once you're back in town. But speaking of that, so we are still friends. And she's been gone. She's, like, a month now into her really, really long trip around the world, you know, as a lot of, you know, basic white girls do. You know, it's an incredible opportunity as she's traveling around the world. And I'm hoping that when she gets back, we can kind of go back to being regular friends. Because I do feel awkward. You know, at the time of filming this podcast, a little less now that she's, you know, not on this continent. But there's still this feeling of, like, I don't think I can just hit you up and be like, hey, I'm in your area. Because, you know, I'd go skating at the beach, just be like, yo, what's up, girl? Like, I'm in the area, let's chill. Like, I would do that for other people. But I think for me, there's an awkwardness if I express liking a girl. I will kind of go out of my way not to see them if I stop liking them because I don't want them to think I'm still liking them. So it's kind of awkward. I mean, how do I tell her, hey, guess what? I am not into you anymore. Okay, so some stuff happened after I wrote this up. So it sounded like I was going to wrap this up, but I didn't put this into my notes because this all happened after and stuff. I don't even know if I put this in the original episode even. A couple things happened. I want to say this probably happened in January, the first thing. So there's this girl who works at the Abbey that I always thought was so cute. And we talked and I finally got her number. And she wasn't in a place to date either. So we're friends and she's really awesome. Just so you know, you're really awesome. Like, I'm cool being friends. But if you're down, I'm down. You know, because not joking, but hi. And so I was telling Alexa about it because I know they knew her and, like, her and her friends, and no one really knew because they were pretty sure she wasn't in a relationship anymore. And, you know, then I found out that they had broken up and stuff when I got lunch with this girl. And she's not on the podcast because she was really fucking awesome. That's why. I mean, she's on the podcast right now, but you know what I mean. And so I told Alexa that. I was like, yeah, I got her number and we're going to go out. And she was like, well, she has a girlfriend. Like, they live together. And I was like, well, she did tell me her living situation was really precarious. And she, like, leaped at, like, her friend to ask, like, a different friend to ask what was going on. And I was like, she doesn't know. I already asked. And she was like, oh, well, they must just be having, like, problems, or they're just, you know, working things out. And I was like, or they broke up. Why would your living situation be precarious if you're just, like, working things out with your girlfriend? That doesn't make sense. Like she kind of did with Tiffany, she was like, oh, you shouldn't go out with this girl. And then she literally grabbed her jacket and, like, hid into it like a turtle, being like, oh, why am I so awkward right now? Or, like, why am I so weird? Or why are you being, like, something where I'm like, oh, my God, no, stop. Like, are you flirting with me? Are you interested? Why are you being so strange? So just because I'm not giving you attention and you want it, which is fine. Like, I totally get wanting attention when you're going through a breakup and whatever, but, like, stop, please. I don't need my switch to get flipped back on. And then we were talking about how we should hang out. It was either before or after I told her that. And, oh, the plane is coming back, I think. Sorry again about that, but So some point of the night too, either before or after. And of course, I'm like kind of avoiding her through the night, trying to give out like, I'm not into you vibes, which retrospectively might do the exact opposite, because if you're ignoring someone, then that usually you don't ignore people you're into, you know. But anyway, so we're talking about how we should hang out and do plans, and Farrah comes over, all that. Oh yeah, I want to hang out too. And she was like, what are you guys going to be doing? And I was like, oh, we'll probably end up like watching Harry Potter or something. And Alexa, in response to what would you guys be doing, yells, wild sex. And I was like, yeah, sure, but what? I was like, what are we doing? Like, I was so, so confused. I was like, so we're fucking, we friends? You don't want me to go out on dates and you want us to have wild sex, but you're not into me, right? Fucking women. Both senses, as an adjective and a verb. Fucking women. Jesus Christ. Luckily, though, the magnet switch did not flip back on. I am good. I'm solid. Mostly, I think. I might have had an incident where I, like, ran downstairs high at the cabin for my snowboarding trip, being something about Alexa. My friends were definitely hazing me about it yesterday. But what was it? What was that? She was just being weird again. And obviously, I have nothing else going on in my life other than annoying women. So clearly at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the woods, I'm going to run and tell my friends about it after I made a really big fucking deal about how we had to go to bed so we could get to the slopes. Because it's funny too, I actually was joking around with friends saying like, I should just pretend I'm really drunk and be like, you know what? By the way, I'm like totally not into you anymore. Like, just so you know. Which would have been perfect to do because I was really drunk. And yet I was like grinding up on her and I was like, oh, I'm just really drunk. And she was like, oh, that's not the only reason why you're doing it, is it? Something like that. And I was like, oh yeah, totally not the only reason. Trying to heavily be like, oh, yeah, I'm drunk. But I'm like, why do you want me to grind up on you if I'm not interested? If you're not interested, why do you want me to grind up on you? So I was like, that was a great send off. Oh shit, I forgot about something else, because again, this isn't in my notes. But I am in a good place in it, I promise. And it doesn't matter, because she's not even on this continent, and she won't be for another couple months. And I really, really hope that when we get back, we can just be, I guess, like, just be friends and, like, not feel weird and not have awkwardness. Because, my arm brace got stuck in my wires. Like I said, I felt in some ways she was ruining our friendship by being strange and non-communicative and avoiding. Now, again, it could have been very one-sided. I maybe thought we had this really great friendship because I felt close to her on like, you know, if I believed, maybe I do believe in it, I don't know. I'm not ostracizing or alienating an audience, but it's like past lives or souls or mates. I really believe that if there are soulmates, they're not necessarily romantic. They could be your friends, you know? Like, come on, we all have those people we met and we're like, holy shit, we've known each other before. Whether or not it's just a vibe, a connection, spirituality, whatever you believe in, that was real for me, but maybe wasn't real for her, which is valid and fine. I have a hard time believing it's one-sided, but maybe it was. But I do feel like our friendship got strained and stressed, and someone I thought was going to be a really good friend, I think, is now a friendly acquaintance. And it does make me sad that that happened. And it's okay, it did. She had to take care of herself, and she was going through whatever she was going through. We met at a bad time, I guess. But I think her being gone for several months, we're not going to have any communication. Because, you know, she doesn't like any of my shit on Instagram. She'll like everyone else's. Like, she liked one photo of mine ever. I think that's weird. She totally stopped watching my Instagram story. Not that I was looking. Shut up. Don't judge me. Y'all do it. You all check to see who's watching. But I do feel like something was lost. And I've never spoken to her about this. I don't intend to. Unless she listens to this podcast, and, you know, obviously conversations will be had if they need to. But, yeah, I don't know. It's weird seeing the potential of something die and get messed up, and that's what happened. So yeah, this was my experience of falling for a friend. It's awful. Like, it's really awful. Like, I never understood. I was like, yeah, you can't fall for friends. All you straight people are weak. I'm like, oh, fuck. No, I get it now. I guess the only thing I can end off with is, Alexa, if you listen to this, I hope you know I don't like you. Like that, you know. And I hope, you know, in the future we can, like, be friends and have a normal relationship. And if you're DTF, then I'm not gonna, I mean, who am I to judge? I mean, I'm not gonna turn down a friend in need. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast and this episode. I don't know if I'm high from my prescription painkillers, so one can only hope this was cohesive. I hope the audio quality was good. I really want to give you guys something that's quality. I recorded this again, and I hope you appreciate that. If you've ever, you know, had fallen for friends and it didn't go well, or maybe it did go well, or if you have any other stories, please email them to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. You don't know who's going to relate to your story, and, you know, that's all we need, is we just need more stories you relate and you don't feel so alone. And I think that's one of the amazing things about podcasts and why I was inspired to do this, besides the fact it's fucking ridiculous, my life, but I hope I'm not the only person going through this kind of shit, but it might help people, and your stories can do that too. You can also follow me on Instagram at Yasmin Ghasiri. That's YASMINGHASIRI. There's a Twitter for this podcast. You should be able to find it on 51st Ghosts if you look that up. Don't forget to like and share and rate this on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Share it with your friends. And thank you guys again for listening. Until the next girl. And if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.